Hey, yes?
A speaker on 90.
Speaker?
Yes, it's Fred.
Hope you're feeling good.
What's that?
Hope you're feeling all right this morning.
Yeah, we just having a little breakfast.
Oh, I don't want to call you away from breakfast. Call me when you get back.
Oh, no, you can call. You can talk with us anytime.
Well,
you see, I only refer to that because you're in the family.
Well, I love to be in your family. Carrie has sort of served an ultimatum on them to either put in that language that they want to give this money to parochial schools direct, not through the local school officials. I told them that we would draft an amendment that they'd let the local communities apply, whatever community procedure they had, apply for these projects, public agencies. And I told Shriver to put language in the report that would say that nobody could be discriminated against because of their race or religion. And then any place where he had to approve a project, he could tell them, as administrator, that they had to make an allotment to St. Anne's or St. Thomas or whatever it was in the local thing where it was, where he needed to. Kerry said that it's voter up or down. So I told him to go on, vote it up or down, whichever way they want to do. We just hate to make an issue, but we have to in the committee, and just call a damn roll and let them have it. I'm going to call Spellman and tell him what Kerry's done to me. Tip O'Neill is getting me every minute. They come back and tell me every day. Yesterday, he told all the boys that were up there talking to him that this wasn't so much a religious question as it was that his project had been closed. I didn't know he had a project. I didn't know it had been closed. I thought there's another district, but I saved one, but I couldn't save both of them. I couldn't save them in my own state, and I just can't play that kind of ward politics. And if he's going to play that way, I just have to suffer the consequences. And he told a bunch of them that yesterday. Some close friend, one of the boys I raised, told me he told him that himself. So I thought you ought to know what I told him to do. And if Charlie Halleck can take the Catholics, well, we've had it, and we just have to suffer the consequences.
Well, I talked with Kerry yesterday, and I told him what my views were. At least he called me up, and I told him that I thought they ought to go along. Of course, I was satisfied when I got through with him that he was going to insist upon his position.
Yeah, he's going to insist.
They're willing to put an amendment in there.
Yeah, we're willing to put in the report. We're not going to rewrite the bill because...
Yeah, report.
Phil Landrum says that you couldn't hold anybody if he sent a bill up there, and he said the president sent a bill up and the Catholics rewrote it to give direct aid to parochial schools, so they just can't do that.
Yeah.
And I don't believe we could get a third of the votes myself. And I think the Republicans are doing that just to kill the bill, and I think Kerry's letting them kill it, and we'll kill it. And we'll kill maybe our election, too, because I'm not going to be blackmailed. And I think that's what Tip O'Neill and Kerry are doing to me. I don't like because of a project that got closed up in Massachusetts to treat me that way, and I don't think it's right. And I'll fight, too. And I hate to have something like that develop with boys that ought to be on the team. I told them that I'd see that every place in America has got a fair shake. And if they couldn't trust Shriver, who's Catholic himself, I don't know what else to do. And I'd instructed him to see that the languages in the bill would make it discretionary where he could do it, and that the language in the report would direct him to do it. And we thought we could get by without raising the issue, and when some Baptist Republican got up from Kansas and said this happened, we'd say with the bill just like the president sent it, and the gentleman doesn't want to discriminate, and we're not going to get this thing into religion, and we're going to give it to kids. If a hungry kid happens to be a Negro, well, he's going to get attention. If he happens to be a Mexican, he's going to get attention. If he happens to be a Baptist or a Methodist or a Catholic, we're not going to discriminate. And I said, I think that's a sound position.
Right.
But they say you got to write it in the bill that you can give it directly to parochial schools. And first of all, they think it's unconstitutional. And second, we just don't think that they ought to do it.
I told Kerry that I talked to him yesterday that the report ought to be sufficient. It's operating language in the report.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he's not going to do it. So you and Carl ought to meet with him or talk to him or ignore it either, whatever you want to do, because it's a House matter and it's right up to the lick log now. And they've had Republicans down investigating little tenant houses, Ms. Johnson's, where her granddaddy left her uncle some land. Her uncle left it to his aunt, and the aunt left it to her. And she wants to put it in timber, and there's been 30, 40 of them live on it, and all of them moved off at 3 or 4, and they don't want to move, and she wouldn't evict them, and they pay $5 a month for 5 acres to raise a little cotton and corn. And she got $1,100 last year and paid $500 of it taxes. But they've had Republican congressmen down there investigating, and they're having a big press conference this morning on Johnson's poverty in Alabama, and that's how low they are. But our problem's with our own people. And Halleck tried to make the Negro thing work, and he couldn't do it. Now he's got religion working.
Well, I do the best I can do. The best I can.
You got any suggestions, anybody I ought to call?
Well, the only one I know is you said you're going to talk to Carl Spellman.
Do you think that might be the wise thing to do?
Well,
I hate for the president to be in a position of calling the cardinal.
Exactly. I agree with you. I hesitated.
I told him I would be glad to call him if that would satisfy him.
Well, I don't like to have you do it.
I think the other side would use it pretty bad and say that we got a government where the president's got to go to the cardinal to get clearance.
Well, that's a question. I would think it over long. Is there any way I can get a hold of my will?
Okay, I wish you would.
All right.
Bye.